Talk Radio.
Is a computer buffer? Is a computer buffering? Man, it's always something. Damn it. I hate this computer glitch, though. You try to get prepared, fuck it, but we here. Yo, what's going on, people? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the offering, May 20th, 2021. Man, May's flown by. We're already Memorial Day in a week, huh? You know, I guess it's coming upon that time where summer's here, shirts out, guns out. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the offering, the show for the people, by the people, that embodies the people. A show where me and my folks get together, rap about the day's mathematics. He was popping in these streets. I hope wherever you're at, weather's good, you're feeling good, you got a good drink in you. Pour some Jack tonight myself. Jack mixed with a White Claw hard seltzer, which shows you that I am at an impasse in my life that probably I need to see a psychiatrist. But, you know, we dealing with how we dealing with it. You know, we're making it, and we... and we just go and figure this out. If you want to call in, as always, 929-477-3975. Again, that is 929-477-3975. Feel free to call in and rap with the folks, man. You know, we just want to – I got a bunch of topics. I bring a bunch of topics to the night's discussion. We do this weekly, and but I always give the floor to the folks to see if there's anything that you want to rap about. And, you know, we just kind of kick it. No real names. You know, it's just I just want to keep everybody safe. We're getting a lot of listens out there. Show's picking up speed, and I just want to keep everybody out of trouble, man. A whole lot of people get canceled. I don't want cats who's been drinking and having a good time, and ladies having a good time, and then all of a sudden it comes back to their social media feed and they get canceled. So everything's on me. So you can find us on social media. You know, all the Twitter, all the Instagrams, all the Facebooks and all that stuff. I don't pay attention to none of that shit. But, you know, you can still hit us up on there. Sometimes I get, you know, little notices about, oh, I thought the show was dope. I'm like, I bet. I thought the show was whack. I bet. You know, appreciate it. Either way, I appreciate the listen. Which brings me, all right, so let me get this off my chest for a quick minute, and I'm going to get to everybody that's on the line. You know, I got my man Blur and them extra, and everybody calling in. We're going to have the good rap. I got another one of my folks from Jersey, Uncle Dirtbag on. So I'm going to get to y'all in a minute, but I got to apologize. You know, I'm sorry. So I don't do a lot of emotional things in general. I'm just not an emotional person. I'm not an emotional person that's expressing. I have emotions. I care for a lot of folks. Anybody tell you that, I call everybody fam. I love everybody. But I'm not one of them type that gets really, really, like, emotional, especially on the internet, because I just don't think it's real. But this week, something bothered me. So I had one of the instances, and I'm going to make this real quick. You know, I'll let y'all jump in and comment if y'all want. But I just want to apologize for putting an emotional Facebook post in anger, because I got, you know, everybody got their hustle. Everybody got their hustle nowadays. A lot of us is older. You know, we work for a living. We got a little side hustle. Everybody got it. And I try to support. Thankfully, I've been blessed. My wife's been blessed. We live a nice, good lifestyle. So anytime one of my homies got something going on, I try to throw a little couple bucks to support them. But I always have the idea that, look, I'm going to always support you, whether you support me or not, right? But I'm going to support you once out of love. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's love right there. Like, you know, we fam, we cool, even if we ain't the best of friends. You know what I mean? Like, I talk to about the same, like, seven dudes every single day. Even if you ain't one of them, it's still all love. You know what I mean? Uncle Dirtbag can tell you in a couple minutes when I saw him, you know, back in Jersey, like, first thing he said to me, he's like, yo, I'm going to be late. Save me a plate. So what I do when I go to the spot, yo, get my man a plate for homie. Like, it's just love. Like, and I don't rap to him every day, but it's still all love. But my problem with the Facebook post is that the dude, and I don't want to point anybody in particular, but a guy who I supported by giving him actual money, he had a product that he's selling, he's doing something. So, yo, here go $45. Gave it to him. Damn, that might put him on blast because now he knows it. I gave him $45. Well, here you go. Congratulations. Good luck to you. Cool. Boom. Done. Right? So then a couple weeks go by, a month or so goes by. He calls me. He's like, yo, I know you ain't still got that joint. Yo, it's time for a re-up. I said, ha, ha, ha. Appreciate it. Yeah. Good luck, man. How's things been going? I said, good, good, good. Yo, but that ain't the case, yo. I need you to buy another one. And I need to say, like, and I think to myself, I'm like, ah, nah, man, I'm good. And I just say I'm good, right? I'm trying to be nice about it. And he was like, yo, what's up? Like, you don't want to support? And I'm like, yo, I've already supported. Like, and let's be 100. Like, I got the radio show. Like, we've been on for, like, cats don't realize, we've been on for about 4 years. Wouldn't you say, D-60 Siren? It's been about 4 or 5 years that we've been on the radio.
8 years.
8 years on the radio. Damn. Yeah, we've been rocking for 8 years. We've been doing this for 8 years, right? So I'm like, yo, and it's whack of me to say. I'm gonna say that. But I was like, because at one point, like, I was trying to, like, just get off the phone, like, yo, I already gave you $50 for your joint. You good? But then I was like, yo, you ain't never, like, listen to my show, because I can see who listens to it. You ain't never, like, retweeted, liked the Facebook post, or anything on my radio show, and it's just free. Like, you know what I mean? And I used to tell people, yo, listen to the show, listen to it. I don't even tell that now. We got a good audience right now. And I made that post. And the reason why I made the post is because somebody else called. Like, even when we got off that phone, it was a little uncomfortable conversation with him because I wasn't giving no more of my money. I told him, like, yo, you don't fuck with my show. You don't support 99 deal. Like, why am I giving you money? My shit's free. Like, I gave you money as support. You're welcome, right? Like, be thankful. Like, your shit ain't... See, now I'm about to get angry. I don't want to do that because I was already telling my shit ain't special. And it might be the other people wasn't special to me. But anyway, so I'm like, yo, I gave you your money. You're welcome, right? And we got a couple side hustles. You need some cable? You know what I mean? I know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. Get you all the channels, HBO Max, all the new 2000 snacks, right? All the NFL channels, all the NBA channels. I know somebody who knows somebody. We got a couple hustles out here. And support not one, which is cool. I'm not even mad at him. I still bought that joint. But my problem came in that he called somebody. And the only reason why I know is because that person called me and was like, yo, is everything good with you or such and such? And I'm like, yeah, you know what I mean? It's funny because he just called me, asked me for more money for his shit. But, you know, I had to tell him, like, yeah, I already bought one. I'm good. He's like, yeah, because he called me and said, what's up with Gun? He acting funny. And I was like, whoa. I'm going to end this right now because it's been 10 minutes and I ain't got nobody else on the show and I apologize. Public service announcement. Because I put that post out and then all y'all hit me up was like, yo, I ain't know you had a radio show. I'm like, yo, I had this shit for 8 years. But it's all love. It's still all love. You're all welcome. You're all family, man. But I do have a question about how those Facebook algorithms work because I don't post much, but I've consistently posted the show every Thursday for the last 8 years. So how did y'all not know I had this show? We had a show because this is the people show. But my problem is, and I'm going to say this because I know you listen, and we passed it up, but I'm going to say this to everybody. And most of you know who's calling in, who I'm going to let online. Y'all know me. If you can call me and ask for money, you can call me and ask if something's wrong with me, if we got an issue, because I'm never afraid of an uncomfortable conversation. So that's my PSA. Love to everybody. Don't call nobody asking what's up with guns. Call me. That's my public service announcement. If someone supports you and gives you money, make sure you think out of the box and see what they may be doing, because you might need to turn around and support them just to show good faith. Because that's the funny thing. If he, like, yeah, my shit's free, I said I was done. But look, like, if he was, like, a constant listener or called to the show, he could even say, yo, Gun, I tried to listen. That shit was whack. I was like, yo, because people have told me, I ain't like your show. all right, cool. I still appreciate the listen. He could have been like, yo, I listened to it. That shit was whack. All right, cool. Appreciate it. Yo, let me get another joint, yo. I appreciate you supporting my shit. Let me get another one. I got 45. Anyway. So, all right, man. That's my spill, man. We get... Hey, DJ C. Siren, welcome to the offering. How you doing tonight, DJ C. Siren?
I'm doing
all right.
Good evening, everyone.
Glad to have you on the show, as always. As always. Got my man M Extra Money on the line. M Extra Money, what's happening, my brother? M Extra, you hear me? Yo, you're on mute.
I am here. I am here.
You fucking up now.
I'm multitasking. I'm multitasking. Let me get my turn, y'all. We let you rant for 10 minutes, yo. You doing this for multiple years. You ain't even remember how long we started the damn show, man. That's crazy, yo. We've been rocking for 10 summers, you know what I mean? Summer Gram screens and all that, man. You know what I'm saying? Back when you was pushing the Bonneville, you know what I'm saying? It's been a long time in the streets, yo. But I do want to say, though, I wholeheartedly...
Hey, I'm going to let you finish, and I'm going to let you, of course, because I introduced you. But let me ask you an honest question. Did you realize that we've been on for 8 years? Because I didn't know that.
I didn't know that it was actually eight years. Did know that it was longer than the four or whatever that you said it was, though.
Okay.
I do know that part. But anyway, what I was saying was I do – because when I saw the post, I was like, oh, I didn't even ask because I'm sitting here like, I was just like, yo, I've been on that shit for a minute, especially in 2000. That was my 2021. I don't really have resolutions, but just in a moment of reflection and clarity, because you're right, we got a lot of side hustles, and a lot of them are together, especially with shout out to DBD. We making moves with the investment group. And we get money, right? So it's like, so I get it. And so when we started pushing that, and all the people that I be buying, I don't know how many, Double Good, they got like 500 stacks from me, from these damn people hitting me up, from these Double Good fundraisers doing the COVID stuff. And as soon as I roll out something that's going to actually give them somebody something more than some snacks in their belly, you know what I'm saying, that's going to save them money, then they act like I ain't never supported them. So I was on that mantra too. Going into 2021, like, yo, I'm not putting energy and I'm not putting my financial money and the people that's not going to put it back into myself. So I support you on that mission. And for anybody listening, check yourself, because if you out here asking for people to don't support you and you not reciprocating it, then we're talking about you, because that's what we do on the off-ramp. And you feel free to call us on the carpet, because I just called y'all asses on the carpet, because at the end of the day, shit needs to be reciprocal, because you never know when your ass is going to need some time or some support or any kind of that stuff. And the same thing, energy that you put in other people, you should want it back into yourself. And if you don't, then you just a fucked up individual, because that's not how you're supposed to live. So at the end of the day, I support you, my brother, and let's move on with this show.
Amen. Amen. Glad to have you on. As always, I tell everybody, as I start to unmute folks, especially to the new folks to the show, I try to keep everyone unmuted. So if you know you're going to be doing stuff in your background, mute your own background. So let me introduce the next, my man Blur. My man Blur, welcome to the off-ramp as always. How you doing tonight, my brother?
I'm feeling great, man. Blessed and highly favored. I ain't seen no Facebook posts, but fuck your Facebook posts. That's how I feel about it. I ain't read it. I'm sounding like y'all niggas over here being extra sensitive and shit. Sound like y'all been a little homosexual, homo sapien. I don't know, but fuck all that. Sensitive ass niggas over there talking about I ain't supporting nobody don't support me. I don't even watch cable. I watch shit on my phone. I do got 4 Don't Be Dumb t-shirts, though, so, yeah, I'm with all that. I ain't a day one from the show, but I'm a one day from the show. Shit, I was here one day. I just ain't a day one.
We'll accept that, too.
Yeah. Yo, somebody write that down. I'm not a day one. But I'm one day. That's a great line. My man, New York is in the building. New York, welcome to the off-ramp as always, my brother. How you doing tonight?
Look, I'm good. I'm good. What's popping with the population?
Hey, ain't nothing. Same old. Can't complain, man. Good to have you on the show as always. You're sounding very medicated and happy, very relaxed. I like to hear that from my brother, like when my brother's in good spirits.
Of course. You already know I came prepared. Yeah, I mean, and I didn't even know you've been rocking for 8 years. That's a third of my whole life right there. Congrats on that.
God, I keep forgetting you're so young. Jesus, my man. Good to have you on as always, my brother.
Yeah, it's a third of my life, too. Yeah, all that.
Nah, your beard way too great for 8 years to be a third of your life. That's about right. You about an ace. Hey, we got my man Fat Dude in the building. Is that your nickname, Fat Dude? What do we call you?
Hey, man, I don't care.
Call him Siegel.
Yo, it's crazy, right? I'm going through trying to remember all the passwords to all the social media stuff, yo. 2013 is when the joint kicked off, yo, and on the old Twitter page, it got our names on that joint. I was like, man, look at this crap, man. This joint is old as dirt. I had to create a whole new one because it was connected to my Yahoo. I don't have a Yahoo account anymore, so I had to recreate everything, yo. So I'm in the process of recreating all the socials for that joint, yo. So
my man,
so we get this thing rocking.
I appreciate it. We're always glad to have you on the off ramp, my brother. Feel free to jump in with you. As always, though, everybody mute your background. I got my man from Jersey. I got another brother from Jersey. As soon as I click you off mute, I hear nothing but static. My man, Uncle Dirtbag, welcome to the off ramp. First time, long time. What's happening, my brother?
Not too much out here in these city streets.
Yeah, every time you post something, you're just posting riding around in the city, yo. I'm just glad you're being safe out there.
I work in the city. I live in the suburbs, actually. I'm in Clemson. City too backwards for me now. I only survived because I was young at the time. I'm 40 now. Them little niggas ain't playing. And I'm not sticking around the block.
Amen to that. Hey, well, I got you off mute, so just mute yourself on your phone while you're listening, and if you something you want to jump in, just unmute yourself and jump in. I got my man BX Tail, Bronx Tail, another New Yorker, Bronx Tail. What's happening, my brother?
Busier than a cat covered in shit on a marble floor, but I'm good.
Hey, been a long time since you've been on, man. You've been moving and shaking out in these streets, man. Moved a couple states away. How's life, man? Everything good?
Life's okay. I'm still here, so I can't complain. Can't complain.
My man, glad to have you on. And as always, you know, feel free to jump in, you know, watch your background. And we have the lovely, I think I got the number right, we have the lovely Indy 500 in the building. Indy 500, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great. Thank you. Happy to be here.
I got to save the number. I kind of remembered the last four digits, and I, of course, the area code gives it away, and I was like, I hope this is the right person and like not like a random dude from Indianapolis, because I'll be completely embarrassed. But I'm glad it was you.
Yes, he was like, yeah, what's up, lovely? And he was like, you.
He would have ruined my entire rep. So I'm glad it's you. Glad to have you on. How are you doing? How you been this last week, Indy? Everything good?
Man, everything is great, actually. Thank you.
Good to hear. All right, well, let's get the show popping. Yo, we got a lot of
Hold up. Before you go any further, you're not just going to skip over what the Bronxdale said, I'm busier than a cat covered in shit on a marble floor? Ain't nobody hear that? Ain't nobody, like, y'all just let that slide like that makes sense? Like, yo, somebody got to explain that to me.
Nah, that's hella busy right there.
Can you visualize a cat covered in shit on a slippery ass marble floor? That is fucking busy.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. I mean, I can't even tell this story. God, I love you too much, Bronx. But yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that's busy. I mean, would a cat really be busy with shit on a marble floor? Aren't cats like lazy?
Nah, you the cats see their reflection in the marble floor too. Yo, they get scared.
Alright, I guess. My mom got cats. I've never really had cats. Cats are weird, man. They're really emotional, man. So you don't think cats are emotional? DJ C, sorry, you gotta speak into the microphone.
No, they're not, I'm talking to you. They're not emotional. They just don't.
You just don't like any time I label something as emotional because I label you as emotional.
That's the truth.
Women are emotional. Cats are emotional. Anything feline and feminine is emotional. And there's not like there's anything wrong with it. Is that my sexism?
Yes. Yes. That's some. Yeah.
How can I be sexist if I love women?
Do you need me to explain?
I love bitches. And I mean that in a good way. Hey, big cuz in the building. Big cuz, welcome to the offering. How you doing tonight? Man, it's a packed house tonight. I like it. We're going to get to some
doing
stuff
good
tonight. What's up, big cuz?
Doing good, man. I'm going to be on for a second. I got to go run the store, be back on the line. I could walk through Walmart with you guys talking crap. That'd be funny.
I'm going to leave you off mute. Just mute your phone so that if you want to jump in, you can unmute it. But just mute your phone while you're in Walmart because Walmart get a little crazy. But glad to have you on as always, man. All right, man, let's jump into these topics. Let me give the floor to Mxtra first. Well, let me give the floor to Uncle Dirtbag. You new to the off ramp. Anything in particular you want to discuss tonight?
Not really. So, you know, I was ready to run up in one of my little shorties. So
hey, just make sure you put yourself on mute. I don't want kids to hear this. Put yourself on mute if you run up on her while you're in the show. So, hey, we got my man Mxtra. Anything you want to talk about tonight? Because you know I got a bunch of topics, but I want to make sure that the people get a chance to talk.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good, man. I'm interested in hearing what Blur got to bring up, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna come to Blur last because I know he got something to talk about. But I'm gonna just run down the list. If you ain't got nothing, just say nope, and we can get to these other topics. Bronx Pill, you got anything?
New York. Just rest in peace for a moment.
Say that again, Bronx Pill, my bad.
I said rest in peace, Paul Mooney.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get to Paul Mooney. We can talk. All right, so, I mean, that's first subject. I did want to talk about that. Paul Mooney, me and DJ C. Sirens discussing it in Bronx Hill. I'll come right back to you. Was Paul Mooney really funny? I know he's dead, and I know we got to be respectful. I know we got to, you know, respect the dead, and, you know, I think Dave Chappelle was great. But was Paul Mooney really funny? Bronx Hill.
He was hilarious. I watched couple
hilarious
of his specials, and the dude is relevant and hilarious, and he's a classic comedian. I mean, he really dealt with some social issues and called a spade, and, you know, he just, that whole mannerism he had, that real calm demeanor and the way that he presented the jokes, I just thought it was funny. I mean, he had a special on HBO. I just laughing my ass off.
Hey, make sure y'all mute y'all phones until I call on y'all. Just trying to keep the line clear. Appreciate that, Bronx. Tell DJ C. Siren. What'd you think of Paul Mooney? Was he funny? Man, be honest. Say Bronx Tell bugging. Fuck no, he wasn't funny.
No,
he's an angry black man.
I respect what Bronx Tell said. I mean, many people gonna agree. Paul Mooney, you know, he was a different kind of comedian, and I
that's
think
the way
you know,
he's not funny.
He was impactful, I think, you know,
yeah,
in terms of black comedians and the material that he did speak on. I never thought he was really that funny, though.
Okay, see? Who was Paul Mooney? Hold on. We're gonna get to you, Mxtra. Let me give the ladies. We always rap to the fellas. It's a great fellas podcast, but anytime we have beautiful women on the podcast, I'm going to make sure I allow them the chance to speak first. I don't want to be Joe Button out here. So, Indy 500, was Paul Mooney funny?
To be honest, I'm not really familiar, so I really don't
have an
that means no.
Into it.
That means no. So Uncle Dirtbag, I'm gonna come to you. Did you think Paul Mooney was funny?
In select skits, yes, but a whole show, probably not. That's why
that means no.
The way he used it. All right,
MX, what you got?
I was trying to figure out who the hell he is. So, like, what did he play? How do I know who Paul
Mooney? Paul Mooney was a dude. He's probably most famous later in his life for the Dave Chappelle show when he was talking about niggas. Like, that's all Paul Mooney talked about is niggas. He was like nigga Nostradamus.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Paul Mooney did. Was he in? He wasn't in The House Party. He wasn't in Baby's Kids. I don't know.
He wrote for Richard Pryor.
Yeah, JoJo Dancer.
About
yeah, his famous is just word, it's just using the N word. Like, he was one of him and Richard Pryor.
Okay.
All right. Yep. All right. So, Blur, what you got?
I mean, I feel like he's probably just an out of time comedian, I guess. Like. Because when he popped up on Chappelle's show, and they said he used to write for Richard Pryor, actually, even back then, I went and tried to, like, find some of the old stuff or whatever. And he wasn't, like, crassy up, fall out your feet funny, but he was, I mean, socially funny. And I guess probably at that time, it was funny to hear a tall black dude talk like that, especially about white people or two white people. But, I mean, keeping that same skin, he's, like, he's what Dave Chappelle, I think, is on the way to being, where he's not funny, but he's still relevant, I guess, like just the way he still talk about stuff differently. It's not funny, but you still want to hear what he got to say. I think he was more towards that. Like, I mean, back in the day in the 70s, I'm pretty sure it was funny to hear people say what he was saying. But present time, nah. I mean, it was still insightful. It just wasn't going to get you to chuckle or nothing.
Yeah, I can't believe you said Dave Chappelle's not funny now.
Yeah.
I said this before. He's not funny now, man. He's insightful, and I guess he got some points. But Dave Chappelle said it himself that he don't want to keep talking. And he don't like that he got to add a punchline ever so often. Like, he don't be doing comedy specials. He just be holding, like, TED Talks.
Okay. I mean, I guess that's another conversation. It do remind me, though. I think that Dave Chappelle has one of the funniest nonverbal movies ever. Just remind me of that after we get everybody's comment, because I would like to, because DJ C. Tyron's going to know. It's the movie with the white dude on the island who doesn't talk about the chick who wears khakis and falls in love. What's that movie?
On the island. Oh.
Yeah. Who's the white dude on the island?
Come on now, Tom Hanks.
There you go, Tom Hanks. He owns a bookstore. What is that movie? And he falls in love with the lady.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, You Got Mail. Look. If you just go back, and I said I was going to say this, but I'm going to just tell you now, we have this discussion later. If you go back and watch that movie and just watch Dave Chappelle's face, it's the greatest, the funniest, it's the funniest Dave's been in my life. Like, just his faces in that movie are the greatest. But, all right, New York, you're a little bit too young, man, but what did you think about Paul Mooney? Did you think he was funny?
Look, in the skits I seen him in, I thought he was funny. I ain't watched no whole shows. Or nothing like that, but I seen little clips. I thought it was funny.
All right, man, that's crazy coming from a young cat. Fat dude, what you think?
Nah, dude wasn't funny to me. He probably was a better writer than he was on his own stand-up, but his stand-up comedy was not funny to me at all. I think, it, like everybody said, it's more probably for older people, man, people from his time, but his stuff is not funny to me at all.
Now speaking of,
I say you gotta YouTube him, because that the joke he had about Chris Brown and Rihanna, that shit was fucking hilarious. That nigga had some good material about white people. Like, really, his shit on race is pretty comical too.
Hey, hold on, because Bronx, I got somebody from that era, and I saved him for last. So because Paul Mooney's your era. What do you think of our Paul Mooney slander? Well, some of us. I didn't think he was that funny. I just think he said the word nigga a lot. But Big Cuz, you was Paul Mooney, like that's your era right there. What do you think about him?
I seen him a couple of times. He always came on like really hitting his jokes hard, but he was never in a sit down environment where he was talking or working with some other guys. He was just always him and the camera on him and him just hitting his jokes hard. So did I know what he did or what his MO was? No. Just Paul Mooney pops up. Then he was like wearing like a turban on his head or something like that and had the, I don't know if he was bald headed or what, but yeah, he was just a little different. Yep. He never made me laugh.
I thought he was just like the angry rapper. Like he was just angry all the time, and it was entertaining. Him on Dave Chappelle was entertaining. I think Dave Chappelle is extremely funny. I think Paul Mooney playing the angry black grandfather to kind of contrast Dave Chappelle was great. But just listening to Dave, just listening to Paul Mooney, just because I've tried to watch some of the specials because I love comedy. And I just thought it just sounded like he sounded like my grandfather, honestly, who hated white people. Like I tell people all the time, like it's amazing how in my life, like I've grown to know so many different people, and there's so many like white people that I've come across that I've gotten cool with, and they're like, yeah, my parents don't like black people, and I just don't get it, and I just like, damn, well, I get it. They old, you know, we're older now, you know, your parents and they grew up in a different time. But they were like, yeah, because, you know, black people will never treat white people like this. I'm like, nah, my grandfather hated white people. I had a friend growing up, Mark, white Mark. Whenever he came to my house, if my grandfather was there, he's like, man, I can't believe you got this white boy over here. He would leave my house. He didn't like him. I don't know. It's just the way Pop was, so I get it. Paul Mooney was like that. But it just wasn't funny. But across from Dave Chappelle, I think he had a great ending to his career. But rest in peace, Paul Mooney. Yeah, I never talk bad about the dead, even though Sinead O'Connor came out and said something bad about Prince. Said Prince was chasing Sinead O'Connor in the streets in highway and hit her with a pillow fight with a award in the pillow. We get to that another day. I forgot about that. Yeah, they said Sinead O'Connor, I hear, almost got raped by Prince. But yeah, so see, this is the offering. It just goes all different things. So anybody got anything left on Paul Mooney?
Just slander.
I know you love Prince, even though you would never love him in real life because he would do nothing but steal your makeup and wear your high heels and look better than you. I don't know why women like Prince so much.
He's too big. He couldn't steal my heels.
Oh, okay. Anybody got left on any? Anybody got anything left on Paul Mooney? Opening the floor. No. All right. So Brock said that was your topic. Blur, you got anything you want to discuss tonight?
I mean, a few things. I don't know if we want to get to the serious shit. We could talk about this mediocre J. Cole album that everybody fell in love with. But, I mean, I know we start talking about music. That's 2-3 hours right there.
Yeah, we could get to a lot of discussions about music. So J. Cole dropped a new project. DJ C. Siren. Blur said it is mediocre. He also said Chronic 2001 was mediocre. And we can kind of have that discussion, too. But we can't take up too much time. DJ C. Siren. Women. Ladies first. Even though you called me sexist, I scoff at you. Scoff, scoff. What do you think about the J. Cole album? Have you had a chance to listen to it? To have an opinion.
Yes, I have. And I don't know. I'm not letting Blur DJ anything or curate any playlist that I want to listen to. Because obviously, I don't know what he's expecting.
Well, what do you think of the J. Cole album?
I thought it was great.
Fuck Blur.
It was great. It was all killer, no killer.
Ooh.
I think
starting the album off with Cam is crazy.
You know, yes. I mean, right there. I mean, I think you know, he had the introspective. He had you know a braggadocious. I think it was what we wanted to hear from J. Cole. I think I think we are just as sonically. Production was awesome. Like yo, like beats. I mean, on point. Go with the flow. It's a great listen.
So, what was the highlight of the album to you? Because you still haven't said that what you really want to talk about with the J. Cole album.
Well, the main thing that I had was "Hold My Hand," of course, which is one of the more I think popular singles, or at least that people are talking about. And My question is, I think we need to start a whole Twitter hashtag movement on Puffy needs to sit his ass down. Because why is this fool in 2013 fighting a 20-year-old and you 44 years old? You already busted somebody upside the head with a Moet bottle. You already almost went to jail, and you still trying to fight people in the club?
Yeah, you got to give Puffy his props.
Puffy, sit down. Sit down.
He done fought Drake. He done fought J. Cole.
Like, why are you so angry? You're making all this money. Why are you still mad? You need a therapist. And I'm embarrassed, like, just listening to J. Cole say that. Like, I think J. Cole was disappointed in the whole situation. And I was disappointed.
Alright, Uncle Dirtbag, what'd you think of the J. Cole album? Oh, I'm sorry, Uncle Dirtbag, hold on, I forgot. My apologies, Indy 500, you're another lovely lady on the show tonight. You always come first as well. Indy 500, I'll get right back to you, Uncle Dirtbag, but ladies first. Women's Month, Mental Health Month, she's a doctor. Indy 500, what do you think about the J. Cole album?
I haven't heard it, to be honest. So I listen to
you don't
it,
listen to rap?
I definitely listen to rap. I just haven't heard it, but I'll listen to this one.
All right, well, I appreciate it. Uncle Dirtbag is back on you, brother. What'd you think about the J. Cole joint?
It's good. It didn't disappoint. You got to really listen to what he's saying. He's never disappointed me. J. Cole and Joyner Lucas is probably the two most underrated rappers around right now. Everybody don't listen properly.
That's a good discussion.
I don't think you could call J. Cole underrated when people talk about he like top three.
Hey, Blur, we're going to get back to you. I want everybody else to slander your terrible take. We're going to get back to you. You started this topic. I'm going to let you finish with the last word to go back at everybody. But you sit back and listen to how dumb your take is. M Extra, what do you think of the J. Cole album?
I think the joint was fire. It's kind of what you expect from J. Cole. I think it actually, to be quite honest, I was shocked. I thought I was just going to get the same J. Cole, but I think he came out with like a different vibe, like a different energy. But especially he brought Came on in the beginning. Like he just came in, and I just like, whoa, is this what he coming at us with? Like I just thought he was going to go the same, you know what I mean? Just talk his shit, and you're just going to feel the vibe. But like the intro had me on a whole nother like energy. Like I don't know what Blur talking about. Like I think he actually surpassed my expectation of what it was going to be.
Hey, Fat Dudes, you got hit mute when you clear your throat. No homo. Bronzeville. what you think of the album? That's how you know I've been around these dudes for all my life. I know who's clearing their throat. Bronzeville, what you think of the J. Cole album? Bronxdale, you on mute? All right, we'll come back to you, Bronxdale. New York, what you think of the J. Cole album?
Nah, I ain't listen to it. I'm going to get to it, though. I'm going to get to it. Nah, I ain't even going to hold you with DJ T. Sorry said that. Kerry was on the intro. I got hype. I ran over to the, what's it called, Apple Music. You know what I mean? I had to listen to the intro real quick. That's how you start that album off. Other than that, y'all, I ain't listened to this shit yet. But
now you as a younger week. Guy, now you're younger than everybody else on here. What do you think of J. Cole as a rapper? You think he's boring?
Nah, not at all. Because I'm like, yo, I'm in a different headspace right now. I feel like that type of music is like timeless. I mean, that type of shit goes on for forever. So I could appreciate the music that he's putting out.
Okay. Brother Fat Dude, what'd you think of the J. Cole album?
Yo, man, that thing was crazy to me, man. I was expecting, I was hoping he didn't put out nothing garbage after being away for so long. But like everybody said, man, after the first joint, And, you know, I hit y'all. I was like, he going to do that on the first song with Cam on that joint. But, and then listened to it about 3 or 4 times and then got in the car. And then my son plugged his phone up and he started bumping that joint. I said, oh, my son is into this joint now? Okay. But, yeah, man, I thought it was dope, man. He just came with something different this time. I know a lot of people probably looking for those party type, you know, upbeat joints right now, but that's not the type time you're on right now. So, but my favorite joints on this joint is My Life and Pride is the Devil. Those are my joints right there, yo.
Okay. All right. And then last but not least, my big cousin. Do you even know who J. Cole is?
Nah, man, I'm just getting back. I don't know. I don't know.
It's all good, cuz. Look, I had to check, because you never know. Look, you one of the flyest cousins I got in this world. People don't know your style. Like, I know you, man. So you might know J. Cole, but you might just like, I'll listen to that kid shit. But all right, cool. Blur, the floor is back to you. Everyone who heard the J. Cole loves it, but you, man. So why are you such a fucked up?
I really think y'all are just being extra. I really think y'all being extra nice because y'all know J. Cole's caliber. I think y'all know what he can do, and I think y'all are just like giving him the benefit of the doubt for past performances. This is a 12-track album, and 3 tracks is nice. 3 out of 12. That's one hot song every 4-song average, and y'all know what that is. Yeah, exactly. That's so lame. Three tracks. I'm giving 3.5 out of 12, and that's pushing it. And y'all keep going back to the intro. Dope. How many of y'all would have rather heard Cam on that song? How many of y'all were waiting, hoping that Cam laid the verse? Everybody. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Cole, banging beat. Cole did his thing. Nice. I'm counting that as one of the joints. Everybody know it would have been better if Cam had rapped on there. 100% better. And then you got 2 other songs. So the rest of the album, you got 2 songs on there. The rest is mediocre, and half of those are skits. And I'm with Fat Dude, because the joint with 21 Savage, that's actually my favorite joint on the song, on the whole album. 3 hot songs out of 12 tracks on the entire album. Calling it mediocre is being nice.
All right, does anyone want to go back at work? I think he's an idiot. But I love him.
That's pointless, yo. He out here bringing Tay Lines in, knowing that was some bullshit too. When he was talking to Nas, he's talking bullshit now. So I think we can just move on.
Look, I just gotta say this. Look, we don't have to expect Cam to rap on a verse. The intro was enough. It's not about Cam. It's about J. Cole. That's his album. We don't like why would we expect the Cambers? Why would we need that right there? That's gonna take the shine away from J. Cole. We already know that.
Exactly. You know what? Hold on, gun. Because when I listened to this in real time, I got in the group chat and I told them, like, yo, that shit was putting me to sleep. I had to go put on some Toby Ngawe or whatever you say his name. And the reason I put on Toby, because the first thing I was mad at Toby for the same thing, like, he's from Texas. He had a song with Bun B and only had Bun B say like 2 words in it, but that shit slapped. So it put me in the same mood. I'm like, all right, so I'm going to give J. Cole the benefit of the doubt. He got Cam on here. Shit still slapped. All right, cool. He got 2 other hot songs. 2. Like, come on, man. Okay? And everybody went to the same song. Everybody heard it, except for DJ T. Sire, and then she went to 1 line from a mediocre song. She ain't even saying nothing about the rest of the songs, but everybody else said the same thing. The intro. Take the intro off. Take the intro off. Take the joint with 21 Savage off. Ain't nobody saying this is a dope album.
Go ahead, DJ C. Siren.
That's not, no, that's not true. It's not just a lie. That's just a lying kind of, I mean, close right there. I think close, like, touched me just the story itself and how he even lines that whole song up is one of my favorite songs on the whole album. Like, I don't.
Which one is close? Like, that's the funny thing about streaming music now. I have no idea what the names of these songs are. I have no idea. I didn't realize.
We should have been more in touch. We should have been closer. Like,
no, yeah, it's a dope song.
Yeah, you're close now, and I'm close. Yeah, close.
But I didn't know the dude who's a little fat dude with the gold teeth.
Morey,
what's his song?
Morey.
Was it in the quicksand? With a big man.
I'm biggest disappointed that he didn't rap.
That's my
guy
right there, yo. Yeah, that's my guy right there. I love that dude, yo. Morey.
Yeah. So I didn't realize he was on the J. Cole album. So I just listened to the song. So, Blur, I think you're bugging. I think even without that intro, it's still a great album. I think the intro set the tone. I think everybody was happy to hear Cam's voice, especially after the Drink Champs interview.
Hold on, before you move on, let me cut you off for just a second because I want to hear your opinion on this. Just put the numbers to it. 12 tracks on that album. How many of them do y'all think is hot? Out of 12 tracks, how many of y'all saying that they are fire? Those are hot songs.
Okay, so now how many of them are good songs? How many of them are fire? Like what?
Just fire, just fire. What do y'all call it? When y'all listen to that album, how many tracks on there are y'all saying, yo, that shit go, that's a slap? I can play the background.
Can I jump in?
Go
real
ahead.
Quick?
Go ahead,
because it's not like for me. Like because I don't think, like, for me, the reason why I haven't listened to it yet, because I just haven't got around to it yet, and I can't really answer this question, but I feel like J. Cole makes, like music, just, like, records, right? In a sense of over time, it would resonate with you, right? So you'll give it a first listen. You'll give you an analysis right there. But then you will get to a point in your life where you have some growth and you will come back to that record and then you will understand what that record actually means. So it's kind of different with J. Cole's music in a sense to me, because that in a sense when he makes music, it actually means something. He actually makes music for the culture. He actually makes music with a purpose. So it already speaks volumes to why we're debating his album right now, just off the strength right now. But that's my
okay. Man,
because I think Blur's being disingenuous, yo. Because you can't judge an album and say how many tracks are just pure fire, as if every album that you think is good just got pure fire tracks. You got to look at it for what it is, and it's a project. It's called a project, not a one-hit album single, and then say all the whole album. Because if you take out the three best songs of every album, all of them bitches are mediocre, right? So every album is going to have your bangers, some that you're going to feel more than others, and then some of them just going to be, from a project standpoint, just what the project is about, and it's going to add value and just keep that vibe and energy going. So you can't just be out here judging it on three hot albums or three hot songs and then say the rest are trash. Because if you look at any Nas, Jay, any you throw any artists out there, none of them are just purely straight fire in the streets. You giving them all the bangers and all five mics and shit. It's about a project, not about just one single song. So you gotta be honest with yourself and say their best album that you think is greatest of all time. You ain't gonna sit up here and say yourself that all the damn tracks are just straight fire, because ain't nobody ever gonna agree to that for nobody, I don't think.
Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, not a skip on the album.
I didn't say it was a skip. I said it ain't going to be a straight banger, like everybody's just going to be in love with this shit and say that. But the project is amazing, though.
Hey, hold on. Let DJ C. Sire fire back at us. She gave a quick shot back to Blur on the women's movement. You wasn't a fan of Miseducation?
No, I love the album, but not every song on there. I don't listen to every song on there. I used to, but, I mean, sometimes. If I put it on today, I'm not going to listen to it all the way through.
Is Miseducation an R&B album or a rap album?
R&B.
That it's not better than My Life by Mary J. Blige.
No.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know what they're talking about. So, all right, so let me ask. So I went to New York Fat Dude. I already ask you what you think of J. Cole? Or hold on,
I don't know.
Okay. Hey, so let me ask this next question, because no one really addressed what DJ C. Siren was talking about. What did y'all think about J. Cole addressing the fact that he was fighting Puffy? J. Cole was 30 and Puffy was 40. Uncle Dirtbag, do you have a problem with a 40-year-old Puffy fighting a 30-year-old J. Cole over spilling a drink over Kendrick Lamar saying that he was the king of New York?
Puffy would have got his ass rolled if that was 30-year-old me. His shooter ain't nowhere around. His shooter did it big.
I love it. MX, what you got? You got a problem with J. Cole talking about how he fought Puffy? Or do you got a problem with Puffy still fighting these kids? Because, again, he fought J. Cole. He fought Drake.
Man,
he
I mean, at some point, Puffy need to stop acting like he in that culture, right? I mean, he made his millions off the culture. But he's not the culture, and I think at some point he's going to have to realize that, you know what I mean, he can let it go. You know what I'm saying? Just let it go and be who you are. You're the icon. You created a lot of good music. You produced a lot of good hits and records. Just let it stand. Let your shit stand. You know, sometimes you just got to take a seat and just let your legacy stand on its own, man. So, yeah, I think that's okay.
That's why he's still doing some new videos.
Bronxdale, go ahead.
He's too old to be fucking fighting anybody. I mean, after about 30 or 35, I'm not necessarily trying to throw hands. I'm dialing 911 and get your ass locked up. So, too old to be fucking fighting. Are you a fucking billionaire? Come on, dude. Have a little class. Have no opinion about J. Cole because I'm not in that lane with that rap music anymore.
Okay. My bad if I skipped you, Bronx. I'm trying to go down the list. We got a lot of calls in.
No, that's
fine. I'm skipping a lot of people to make sure just my folks get a chance to rap. Blur, do you have a problem with J. Cole and Puffy fighting?
Them fighting, no. J. Cole mentioning it however many years later, yeah, some corny-ass clout-chasing shit. Why you got to tell the world? Now, I will give him credit for this because he said, did he say scrap or fight? I didn't know he meant physical fight until people started talking about it. So I thought maybe it had just been an argument. But why are you telling the world that Puffy tried to pour a drink on Kendrick Lamar? Like, why are you even bringing this up years later? Oh, maybe because you're trying to put something hot on your album to get people to talk about because you know you only got three hot tracks? Maybe that's it. Why are you bringing this up now? Why? Like, why now?
This happened, what, two albums ago?
Two albums ago?
Hold on, Blur. Hey, Blur, that's not true because he didn't mention why they fight. He just said, who would have thought my last scrap would have been with Puffy? But other people chimed in like, oh, yeah, the infamous Puffy J. Cole scrap over Puffy throwing a drink at Kendrick Lamar.
Why is he saying anything about it now? Like, I'm pretty sure he knows that if he say that, people are going to, oh, what did you scrap with Puff about? It was going to come up, and people who know were going to talk about it. I'm giving him credit for not saying it, but I am saying he's smart enough to know what was going to happen from it.
Okay, I mean, I can't knock you for your opinion, even though it's terrible. New York, you got any opinion on Puffy and the J. Cole's scrap?
He did what he was supposed to do. Look, anybody can get it. It's a fair one at any age. All call out is mandatory. What is you talking about? My big homie is twice my age, and I still get it there with him. You heard? Pause necessary. You heard? And when he smiled, he got the missing tooth in the corner. Yo, everything is a go. What are you talking about? Puffy did what he had to do. You heard? Sometimes you lose some. Sometimes you win some. You heard? Shout out to him.
You just ride for anybody from New York. And fat dude, you got anything on J. Cole and Puffy tussle?
Nah, man. Did they really tussle, or did he was just saying that? Was it just like an argument? I don't know. I mean, I heard it.
If you read all the blog and posts, there's a bunch of people who were there, and they said, like, you know, Puffy was way too drunk and was mad at the King of New York line, because this is when that song came out, Control, that Kendrick Lamar basically fired everybody out and Big Sean took it off his album.
Right.
And Puffy was like, I'm always going to be the King of New York, and I'll throw a drink in Kendrick Lamar's face. You know Kendrick Lamar only 4'7". So, and Puffy only probably about 5'4". So he probably felt like he was just a bigger, tougher guy, and he was way too drunk. And J. Cole tried to step in like, Puff, chill. And they said, Puffy hit him with a, who the fuck are you? they started tussling. So I just, you know what I mean, do you have a problem with J. Cole mentioning it? Or do you have a problem with Puffy fighting at 40? Because we
I don't have a problem with
like,
you.
Like, we tussling?
No, I'm not tussling nobody at no 40, man. I'm too old, man. My bones is brittle now. But, yeah, man, I don't have no problem with that, man. It is what it is, but I don't know. Was Puffy really trying to throw a drink on, or was he trying to go back to where he was trying to invite Fab to a party? Was it really that?
Oh, he called Puffy gay now. he just took it to a whole new place.
Not
that
we're
saying anything's wrong with gay people. Don't get me in the trouble house.
Nah, I'm not saying that. I just say he just tried to invite the man to a party. But Fat Joe did say he's coming out with a new album, though.
Indy 500, last but not least, as always, did you have a problem with J. Cole mentioning the Puffy fight? Or what do you think about 40-year-old people fighting? Because I got some stories about
somebody
your friend.
Listen, you said, what'd you say?
Nothing, go ahead. I'm just cracking jokes for the side. They hear me.
So I don't think it's cool, and I don't, you know, support it at all. But I would be very hypocritical as someone who has a very bad temper and a short fuse. I can't judge that, but I don't approve of it. I'll say it that way.
You have a bad temper?
I have a terrible temper.
Can't see that. You shouldn't have a bad temper when you have access to needles and like diseases and stuff. I can't have you get mad and just start stabbing people.
So that's why I keep it cool so much, because my temper is really bad. So I just let a lot of shit slide.
Hi, I mean, just to end the subject, I'm different, yo. I'm happy that Puffy's still trying to fight at 40. That means he still feel like he still got it. And the good thing is, if you fight somebody you love, like, they not going to hurt you. So it's probably cool that he fought J. Cole, somebody he cool with. I don't know if they love him or if they friends or if they just associates in the industry. But J. Cole probably, you know, he wasn't going to hurt him. You know what I mean? So I like the fact that if you 40, because at 40 years old, me, like, there's these kids who come in our neighborhood and they pull on the door hinges, right? We live in a good neighborhood, but it is in the city. So, you know, you have all types of people walking around. It's compact, you know, with a lot of people in the space. So you have kids or adults, you never really know, who go by and check door locks. You know, they don't break your windows or anything, but car door handles. So if you have anything in your car, like change or anything, you accidentally leave your car door locked, you know, they're going to take the change and take anything you got of value in there. They're not going to take your registration card or your identity or anything. But if you got like a laptop or you got some change in there, it's gone. They're going to check it every night. And I can't wait to find them so I can fight them. But I just hope that they give me mercy, that if I realize at 40 that I'm trying to fight them and they're like 18, that they just don't hurt me. Like, if they win and they're like, all right, old man, get out of here, lock your door at night, I'll be happy. But I like the fact Puffy's still trying to wrestle at 40, man. You got to keep your blood young. You know what I'm saying? So I don't mind it. So that was the Puffy J. Cole topic. Anybody got anything left on Puffy versus J. Cole or the J. Cole album or Blur's terrible take on the J. Cole album? Anybody got anything before we move on?
Let me end it real quick then. All right. One
on
the J. Cole album. Three hot songs, three mediocre songs, six skips equals mediocre album. That's how I'm breaking it down. 12 tracks, three hot, three mediocre, six skips. It can't be a good album. Secondly, on the Puff and J. Cole thing, I'm cool with them fighting. No one has even addressed why is J. Cole talking about this now. He didn't put it on Forest Hill Drive. He didn't put it on KOD. He put it out now for what, for why. That's a clown shit to me.
Mute that man. Mute that man. Mute that man.
Yeah, but people have tons of songs in their catalog that they don't release on every album though. Like, that's why there's lost tapes. That's why there's mixtapes. That's why there's EPs. Like, so who, how do you know that that song just didn't make it because it wasn't part of that project? He probably had that shit in his notebook some damn where he just decided to bring it out now.
I mean, we all agree that everybody who's heard the album agrees that Blur is just wrong. So, I mean, we don't have to keep trying to convince them that it's wrong.
Yeah,
he's just wrong.
And I heard your ass beach bump, so don't act like I ain't hear you even, nigga. I heard you, yo.
I love you, bro.
Yeah, but I heard your ass, though.
I prepare myself every time, just in case I got to give a 5-minute tussle to somebody, just in case. I make sure I drink water every time we go out, just in case I got to get, because you only get in 5 minutes. We ain't in college no more. I can't tussle all night. We got five right. minutes to clear the spot out, or we going to lose.
That's terrible.
All right, man. So that's it on the Blur's terrible J. Cole album. So I'm going to give the floor Black to, well, let me ask New York, New York real quick, and I'm going to come back to you, Blur, because I know you had a deep question that you want to talk about. We only got about an hour left. So New York, New York, anything you want to rap about? Let me give you the floor for a second.
Nah, let's get to these topics, right? All right.
Fat Dude, anything you want to rap about? I just want to make sure I ask everybody.
That's it. No, sir.
Indy 500, anything you want to talk about tonight? Did I ask you first? I should have asked you first.
No, you keep forgetting about me, but it's cool. But no, I don't have anything.
Look, don't make me feel bad when you got a bad temper, because I don't want you to stab me with syphilis. I've seen what happened to the Tuskegee Airmen. I want to stay safe.
No, Tuskegee Airmen.
How you see what happened? You want to run with them, dude.
Yeah. Hey, everybody... Everybody relax. Y'all know what joke I was trying to make. I know it's a little fast, but you know what joke I was trying to make. All right, Indy 500, if you good, everybody had a chance to say what they want to talk about, so I'm going to give the floor back to Blur. Blur, you had a good conversation that you wanted women to be engaged in, so we only have Indy 500. We only have DJ C Siren, a couple other girls flaked on me tonight because they have video shoots. They're probably listening to this and probably going to text me mad. But Blur, the floor is yours. What question did you want to have women's opinion on?
Well, not just women's opinion. Like, I just wanted, because I didn't want to hear from just men on this. So I knew we were going to have men on here, and I knew we were going to have someone from a different generation from New York, New York. So I just wanted to make sure we had some women, because I really believe that this may vary depending on how old you are and your gender. But just a quick backstory. I don't know if anybody paid attention to, like, hip-hop podcasts or whatever. Popular hip-hop podcast, the Joe Budden podcast. He fired his homeboys. He was on his podcast, and he was talking with his manager, and they were talking about another dude. And they were like, yo, former co-host, whatever, had a problem with me still being cool with this guy. And his manager was like, yo, why is it that you can't be cool with him? And that seemed like the dumbest question in the world to me. So that got me thinking, can you be cool with somebody who constantly disrespects your man or your friends? If you're a woman, your close homegirl, or whatever, can you be cool with someone who's constantly talking about them, disrespecting them? And further, a little bit more in depth, if your friend doesn't want to do anything about it, is it cool for you to still be cool with that person who's always disrespecting them?
Can I dissect this a little bit?
New York, New York, the floor is yours, my brother. But then I gotta go to the ladies, just in case the ladies want to talk about it.
Yeah, just to dissect this further. Are you talking about, like, is it coming, like, are you analyzing it from a friendship perspective of friends that are in business? Or it's just like, are we separating the two right now?
Don't matter. That's just your friend. It don't matter. That's your man. Y'all grew up together. That's like your brother. Or not even just somebody you cool with. You know him for mad years. Can you do business or even be cool with somebody who is constantly disrespecting them, who you know they have a problem with?
I got you. I got the clarification. You heard. Teachable moment. You heard. Hashtag.
All right. So So DJ Desire, do you have any comment on Blur's topic on if you can be cool with someone who consistently disrespects your homie?
Why is the person continually talking about your friend? Anyway, so that's problem number one. But no, you can't. I mean, it depends on what you're saying, because at some point in time, you're going to say, I don't want you, like, you can stay cool with them, but you're going to have to stop talking about my friend. Like, you know, I'm still cool with them. Like, why wouldn't you, like, you have to stand up one way or another and say, hey, I'm still cool with them. So if you got issues with them, don't bring them to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you coming to me with that? So I'm be like, if you just always like, oh, yeah, I mean, are you agreeing with the slander? Like, I mean, like, oh, yeah, they're awful. Like, I'm like, are you agreeing? Like, what's the response? You have to know what is your response as a friend to somebody talking bad about someone that you're supposed to be cool with.
I mean, but you can have mutual friends that don't like each other. I'm sure, hey, watch y'all back lines. Make sure y'all put y'all calls on mute before I call on y'all. Because I just don't want to mute y'all. And then when you want to jump in, you know,
well,
I got you on mute.
Is continually talking about. So, yeah, you can be friends with people that aren't cool with each other. But
why are they always bringing them up when you're around?
Right. Okay. But why don't you have to, at one,
so with Blur,
at point,
okay.
You have to say, that's not a conversation.
Okay, so Blur's talking about, because I'm a fan of the Joe Budden podcast. I've been a fan of Joe Budden, the rapper, since forever. I think his first album's a classic. I'm pretty sure Blur will argue about that because there's not enough bangers on there. But, you know, so what he's talking about is Joe Budden has a relationship with his co-hosts, Rory and Maul. And then he also has a relationship with a previous co-host, what is that, the short dude name?
Academic.
So Academics has beef with Rory because I think Academics slept with Rory's fiance, or they ran a train on her, and he's constantly bringing it up. But Joe Budden's like, yo, that's between y'all. Like, I have a relationship with him too. Like, you know, what's the problem? So Blur is not necessarily saying that, like, y'all all have to be, like, complete best friends, but can you have a relationship with two different people who hate each other?
I think it depends on how close the relationship is. If y'all close to
if it's a business relationship.
I mean, business relationship is different than friends, I think. I would feel some kind of way if it's my friend and you're hanging out with someone who's going to just be or disrespecting for me, and you're supposed to be friends. I mean, you're supposed to back them up. But, I mean, I understand if two people have bad history, but you have a business relationship, it's just kind of more on the surface than that. You know, I guess that's...
Okay.
I don't know. It's a hard situation, but I don't want my friends sitting up in the corner. You talking all about when you agreeing and stuff, and then you gonna come in my face and think like it's all cool.
But why do you think they have to be agreeing? Maybe it's just like, yeah, they cool with me. Because I'll let everybody else
like racism. If you don't deny it, if you're quiet, then you're part of the problem.
It's nothing like that.
Well, no. Let's take a little bit more detail before you go to Indy 500.
Hey, hold on.
He don't say it to Joe. I just want to put that out there. You know they talk about your man. But he don't say it to you, so he's not like just bad mouthing your friend in front of you. But you know he bad mouthing your friend every time they get a chance to.
Indy 500, I'll let you go next. What do you think about Blair's question?
I don't know. I think that's a little difficult. But the short answer is, if I have two friends and they don't like each other, but they're not talking shit about each other to me, then I'll still be friends with both of them, and they just not like each other.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like the simplest thing. Uncle Dirtbag, what you got? You're Uncle Dirtbag. You out there, you sleep, you run up in shorty.
I never want to take sides. I'm notorious for playing devil's advocate, and that ends up getting me in more shit anyway. So, y'all might as well square off in front of me, because I ain't taking nobody's sides. I like action.
Okay. he wants you to ask you. You'd rather see him tussle. M-Extra, what you got?
I mean, I think it is what it is. I mean, I don't think I would stop being friends with the person, but I guess you would have to at least address it. It's just kind of like, yo, keep that between y'all and not bring me into it. You know what I mean? Especially if we all were friends at one point, and maybe because y'all fell out, that don't mean that I got to get brought into y'all beef. So, you know what I mean? That's kind of how I approach it.
Okay. Okay. Bronx Tale, what you got?
I'm 45 years old, and, you know, I don't have a whole lot of time for lip service, so I think, like my man New York said one time, you got the fat in that lip, it's motherfucking going to keep coming out of pocket. You know, you get one time with me, and I'll let you know you're going to fucking correct that shit. But I'm not going to be put in the middle of no shit either, because I don't like no drama like that. So we either going to be men and keep our mouths shut and keep your opinions to yourself, or you're going to have to get that lip fattened.
He took it right to Miles. I choose Miles. New York, what you got?
Look, this shit is chestnut checkers, man. Like if we in business, like no matter if we in friendship, like if you my friend and we go in business together, you know what I mean? Look, at that level, it's just business. You heard? Like, I'm not worried about, like at the end of the day, I'm not worried about no street shit. I ain't worried about no street shit. We can just go play this shit like it's business. You say, where are you going to say something about me? I ain't going to make sure you don't eat. Say what? If I can control that, say what? You talking about that? Nah, all right. Okay, we just gonna level up. That's motivation for me. Say what? That's it.
Nick, I feel like you got offended for that. The passion that came out of you for that. I feel you, bro. Fat dude, what you got?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm like, how would I say that? Like, if I'm cool with two people that don't like each other, I'm gonna let both of them dudes know, like, yo. I'm cool with this dude. I'm cool with you. Just don't talk about each other around me. Don't bring that energy around me, and everybody be cool. But if you're going to talk, you know, keep talking, then for me, it's always going to be number of years I've known this person. Like, if I've known you longer, then definitely I'm cutting the other cat off, or he's going to keep popping off at the mouth, because I can't keep dealing with that. So, but as long as you keep it to a minimum, and keep your comments to yourself. Go talk to somebody else about it. Don't talk to me about it. Because if I know, now I got to say something. So that's how I feel.
It's funny because I guess because you're... Oh, go ahead, finish the thought. I thought you was done.
No, my fault. No, that's me. That's me. Go ahead.
No, you know, just my thought. I mean, just... Hearing Fat Dude's comments, it could be because we're raised in the same area. I feel the same way. Like, I would look at it like I have friends that don't like each other. You know, I have friends that just don't vibe with each other. And I'm friends with them and I'm friends with them. And, yeah, I mean, thankfully, they're all adults. And, like, they don't really talk about each other. But, like, that situation came up. I'd be like, yo, you know that's my man. Whatever beef you got with him, that's between you two. Y'all are adults. If y'all want to have that conversation, y'all can, or y'all don't. I don't give a fuck. But if you're consistently talking about him in front of me, then I'm like, yo, and I, not to bring anti-gay stuff, look, gay people don't come at me. But my question is like, yo, are you gay? Why do you keep bringing him up with me around? Because if me and you were cool, there's no need to discuss him. I have a bunch of friends from all walks of life, from, again, everywhere from gang members to senators, right? And, like, it's you don't have to talk about it. Like, if me and you got something in common, and I just got real cool with a French naval officer, which is just weird, you know what I mean? Like, I can't believe I'm really cool with a guy from the French Navy, right? But it's like, if me and you have something in common that we can build on, that we can discuss, have jokes about, have laugh about, have a drink over, then cool. But if me and you are building and you're constantly bringing up someone you don't like that you know that I'm cool with,
And I'm like, yo, what's your problem? Like, I'm gonna be thrown off. Like, yo, why do you keep bringing him up when me and you were just kicking it? Because we got other stuff in common. There's no need to bring him up. You know, so I would be offended. Like, yo, what is going on? Like, if you feel that deeply that you keep bringing it up to me, then you need to talk to him because there's obviously something going on. Because I have friends that have friends with people that I don't rock with. I just don't bring them up because I don't rock with them. I don't fuck with them. And I fuck with everybody. But if there's some people I don't fuck with, I'm just like, ah, that's your man. You go ahead. Handle your business. So, I mean, I think it's absolutely a good topic, but I think that I think you can be cool with somebody who doesn't like somebody else, but as long as you're not, if you don't really like them, then you shouldn't be worried about them. If you're consistently worried about them, there's some unresolved issues that you might need some therapy about. So go ahead, right. New York, what was you going to say?
No, I had an afterthought. That was my bad for talking out of turn, but it was about the first Joe Budden album.
Oh, it's a classic. Come and take a walk with me.
That, look, that's my favorite song. That's the favorite song. That's my favorite song off the album. We had to talk about it. What? You can't say he didn't pour his pain in that. Say what? So every boy, every pain in that. Like what? That's pain medication right there. Say what? Like what? Like nah, you will have to address that.
Yeah, when you're telling me what part of the cigarette you should be at on that part of the song, you've thought about smoking and you've got mental issues.
Oh, most definitely. Newport shorts. Look, I had to get off that. You heard?
Yeah, I'm going to be straight with y'all. I don't see how there's a gray area in this shit, like, for real. Like, if you can't disrespect my man to my face or otherwise, and I'm still cool with you, I don't think there's any gray area in this. Like, just to be specific, the dude Academic calls Joe Budden's homeboy, who we've known for mad years, lived together, he calls him pre-cum every single chance he gets. He don't even say a dude name. He says pre-cum Millie Mall. Like, you can't call my man pre-cum out your mouth every day and think me and you going to be cool just because you're not saying it to my face. That's not going to happen. I don't care how much money we're going to get together. I don't care if my man don't want to fight you or not. I'm going to tell him to fight you. I'm not going to fight you for him. But we and you ain't going to be cool if you disrespecting my man every chance you get. Like, I know I'm Gun since elementary school, if somebody wanted to call him Buns, I'm like, nah, you ain't going to call my man Buns. What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm fucking with people for Uncle Dirtbag. I've known Uncle Dirtbag since, like, junior high. When cats tried to, like, when motherfuckers say some shit behind his back and didn't know if I knew him or not, I wasn't fucking with them. Nah, that's my man. You ain't going to say disrespectful shit and think I'm going to be cool with it, even if you don't say it to me. Once you find out that's my man and you don't say it to me, I still don't fuck with you. I can't fuck with you because I know you disrespecting him. So at any moment, it could be go time. I'm going to have to choose a side. Nah, I'm not with that.
But that's why I said it depends on how long I've known the person, right? Like, if I've known you longer than I've known this dude, yeah, he getting cut off because I can't deal with it. I'm not going to sit here and listen to this dude do what he got to do. But if it's kind of like a mutual situation, then, you know, it's like he's not saying it directly to me. He's saying it joint on air. Like, yo, you my man. Why don't you go put your fist in his mouth? We could put your foot in his behind. We'll do something to go shut him up. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't, I mean, I don't know. I guess it all comes down to preference because, you know, you know how I rock with certain things. So, it especially when I used to get on y'all about the man on the couch type situation. So, I'm a little different with that.
Hey,
and y'all know what that is. And y'all know what I'm talking about.
Man,
but shit, let me follow up after that because after a certain type of growth, you really gotta laugh at certain situations because it's just funny at that situation because you already know everybody ain't built different like that in a sense, and then you ain't even gotta take it there. So this is about situations about growth. Like you laugh about it, y'all. Mean you just find it from a business perspective, y'all. Mean it's chess, not checkers, y'all. Mean and just like yeah, just find another way. Just for a motherfucker to hate you. It is what it is.
I know a whole lot of people who think that Blur's music taste and movie taste is trash, and they say, "Yo, how can you be cool so close to Blur?" Because
that's not
the opinions are fucking awful. And I just be like, you know what? That's my man. You know, if you don't like his opinions, tell him just leave it. Just leave me out of it. That's it. But Blur, how can
but that's not disrespectful though. Like if somebody was calling you pre-cum, every time they said your name, they said pre-cum. Fuck that. I can't let my man get disrespected. Like, even if you don't say it to me, I know you say it, so I'm disrespected just because you can feel like you can say that to my man.
But how you been
look,
mad
nah,
at somebody
nah,
calling
nah,
me Buns,
nah.
yo? You got Tommy
that's
Buns
so child, though. Like. Nah, I'm more offended. Bun. I'm more offended if somebody call you something and you don't do something before I do something for you.
I'm with that.
Yeah.
I'm actually with that as well. But, I mean, that's like you said, everybody ain't built like that. But at the same time, I know my man ain't a fighter. If he ain't going to swing, he ain't going to do nothing. That don't mean that I got to sit there just like, okay, I'm going to be okay with him being disrespected. I'm just going to go and start a business with this dude. We're going to open up a food truck together. We're going to do a podcast together. We're going to open up a restaurant. Like, I can't go into business with a dude who constantly disrespecting my man.
See, I don't have a problem with it as long as it ain't around me. Like, if you disrespected my man on your platform, on your thing, and my man like, yo, how can you be cool with him? He's saying this shit about me. I'm like, yo, go smack him in the face with a laptop like my man Blur did back in 02. Like, you got to handle your business sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But, like, if I'm cool with you and I ain't got no problem with you, I don't – as long as you're not, like, sharing money or – you know what I mean, or doing things behind the scenes that might cause a financial or physical rift. Like, you know what I mean? It ain't. We're all adults. Like, we all ain't gonna get along. So you just gotta,
absolutely.
You just gotta accept it. You just gotta accept it.
And at
like Bronxell said, either you gonna fight or you just gonna move on and leave it alone. I know there's people that are out there to fuck with me. Like, I get it. Like, I know there's friends. I know I got a whole bunch of friends across the walk of this earth, some closer than others. I know they have friends that say, yo, doesn't talk too much shit. He run his mouth too much. He think he funny. Fuck that nigga. And you know what I say? Cool. It don't bother me. And you can still be cool with me. That's fine. Look, as long as you don't take no money out of my pocket or disrespect my woman or my kid, I can care less, but that's just me personally. So it wouldn't bother me. Blur, I understand your loyalty as someone who's known you since we were kids. So I understand how you are. But again, people fire you up about your music taste all the time. Go ahead, New York,
and that brother
jump
got
in
some
this screws. New York.
That brother
what'd you
got
say?
No, I'm chilling.
Oh, fat dude.
I said he got it. I said, we know Blur got some screws loose.
See, look, I understand y'all saying it's about being grown and all this other stuff. And that y'all may be right about that. And especially if your man ain't, or if your friend ain't going to defend himself, it's only so much you could do. But I feel like if you disrespected my man, you disrespected me too. And I guess that's where I come in at. Like, because I can't be a guilty by association. If I'm standing next to you and everybody know, yo, that's the dude who be calling Gun Buns. Like, yo, I think they some gay shit. Like, he's, like, looking at his ass or something. Yo, he calling him ass. And I'm standing next to him. I feel like I'm guilty by association. Like, yo, that's your man that you let him get disrespected like that? And I'm like, yo, he don't say it to me. Like, that's – I can't do it because I feel like I'm still co-signing just because I know what's happening.
Yo, they call it
right,
DMX.
Right, but the problem is,
belly.
Problem is you're going to find yourself in a lot of fights. Because of it, you know what I'm saying? And you keep getting into fights, protecting your boy, and he's not even protecting himself.
Well, no, you ain't even got a fight. I'll just remove myself from the situation.
Hey,
like, I'm just on my. I can't go. I can't be around this dude if he's disrespecting my man. I'm not gonna have to fight for my man if he ain't gonna fight for himself. But that don't mean I gotta stand next to the dude who disrespected me.
Yeah.
All right, we've kind of beat this subject to death. But I think it's a funny topic. So Blur, you close it out. Anybody, I'll just get the floor real quick. Everybody's lines over. Anybody got anything left on Blur's topic of being cool with somebody that disrespects your folks?
I think it's impossible. It's impossible.
My bad.
Pick out T-shirts and T-shirts for longer.
You can't be cool with somebody that disrespects somebody that you cool with. The first time they go against the grain, that's the end of that. You ain't even supposed to entertain that no more. There's some hidden animosity there.
I think it means that you got to reevaluate your association with people if they can't treat your family like you treat your family. Because if I have friends, it's more like family than they are friends. So I got to reevaluate where I put you at if you're going to think it's okay to be fucking disrespecting. And if they're like me, you get one time. After one time, you get fucked up.
But see, I disagree because I've known people from different walks of life that cross paths. Yeah, I mean, just not to get into too detail, especially back home. They've had some business dealings that didn't go well, so they don't get along. Even though I get along with them two outside of their business deal, so they don't get along. And it's the same thing. It's just like, yo, I'm just saying y'all don't get along. That's between y'all. They got nothing to do with me. If me and you kick it, it's about our relationship. It's about our friendship. It's about things we get along. Boom. Your beef shouldn't ever come up in our conversation. If you beefing with them, then that's on you. That's between y'all. I should still be cool with both of y'all and not get involved because we're adults. Now, maybe as a kid it's a little bit different because you go to the same high school, middle school, you're around the same peers and all that stuff. But as an adult, like, I don't give a fuck what y'all do. Like, let's get together, have a drink, smoke a little 20-20-20, have a good time, have some laughs. If you got beef with somebody, stay the fuck away from me because I'm happy. Like, an asteroid's going to hit this earth in, like, the next 100 years. We're all going to die anyway. So you might as well just be happy. Just my opinion, not fact.
Conspiracy bullshit.
Hey, we can get to the CDC and masks and all that stuff. So anybody got anything left on Blur's conversation with the with being cool with folks?
Yo, that was a whack topic, yo. Yo,
Blur's
a whack topic. One hot topic every 4 year average, yo. Every 4 year average. Next time, yo, I need him to cover all fire, yo. He will come on this show talking about some topics, yo.
Mm-hmm. All right, so me and J. Cole got more in common. Okay, I'm with it.
Yeah, that's exactly what
get
I'm
it?
Saying.
More in common.
I'm glad you put that two and two together, yo. I was ready to go there, but you did it for me. All
right. Hey, we got to go. Hey, we only got about 25 minutes left before we get off. It's been a great show. We got to get rid of some of these old topics. I want to talk about Kwame Brown, but we got to get rid of some of these old topics. So if you don't know, hey, watch y'all background noise. So if you don't have anything with the topic, just say skip, and I'll cross it off the list, but I'm going to go down. SWV versus Escape versus DJ C. Siren. Do you have anything for it? Did you care about any of it?
I thought I was scared about it, but I didn't watch it. I don't know. So, skip.
Uncle Dirtbag.
Skip.
M extra.
I mean, I think for the amount of musically talented that was, or the music talent that was on that stage, they talked way too goddamn much, and they didn't do enough live singing. That's what I would say about that.
NB500.
Thanks for skipping me again.
How did I skip you? I
like
said
that.
I'm gonna mute you. So you like it?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. It reminded me of like childhood. But yeah, I could have heard more singing. But
so who won?
You see, I don't really do that, who won, who lost. Like,
oh,
I'm not really in the competition. Sorry. I'm not really in the competition. I just want to appreciate everybody who's there, so I don't do that.
You're supposed to be mean. You got to pick a side.
I'm supposed to be what?
You're supposed to be mean. Bad temper. You got to pick a side. It can't
be
love.
No, but I'm
not. It's got to be peace.
I have a bad temper, but I'm really, really nice. But yeah, no, I don't say who won or who lost. I just appreciate the fact that people come to spend their time to entertain us.
Okay, cool. Bronxville, what you got?
Still can't sing. The girl, the fattest girl in the group on Escape lost so much weight, she looked way better now. Tiny looked better. But I think overall that, and I hate to say it, Escape probably won because they just seem to be a little bit better. SWV look like a bunch of linebackers right now.
Okay. Blur.
I'm
glad you took it to the look. That said, I actually don't think Tiny looks better now. I actually think she looks worse now, but they shouldn't even have the verses. They shouldn't have had the verses. They don't have 20 songs to play in the verses. They was reaching. They was really reaching. So yeah, if they're gonna have, they should have the mini verses, I guess, instead of like the full 20 a piece. That said, Weekend Indeed by SWV, my all time favorite song of all time. That and Ribbon in the Sky by Stevie Wonder. Yeah, so everybody lost, but you can never lose when you got weak in the knees.
Halls.
New York, New York.
Look.
I don't know what Blur's talking about. He said weak in the knees. I just paused it. I'm just for his better back. Because that's my man. I don't want nobody to talk about him behind his back. Yeah, Blur gave us all kinds of jokes. New York, New York, what you got on SW? And it's
Be solid, yo. Teachable moment. Skip me.
Skip. All right, fat dude.
he said teachable moment. I mean, I got nothing. I mean, honestly, though, at this point, man, these verses should just be concerts, and they should just sing their songs live instead of just playing the background music, man, at this point, man. You might as well, right? But that's all I got to say.
That's a good concept,
okay.
Actually. Yeah, you should run with that. You should run with that.
Mm-hmm.
You should run with that. All right, cool. As again, quick fire. So I sent a video in the chat group. Uncle Dirtbag, you're new here. If you want to be added to the chat group for the show, let me know. Shoot me a text after the show. But I sent a video about a dude telling a story about the first time he had sex with a woman in a wheelchair. So, Indy 500, you're a doctor. How is that possible for a dude to have sex with a woman in a wheelchair?
Oh,
doesn't
Lord.
Like it not work?
What? No, it worked. What do you mean?
Oh, Lord.
Like she can't feel anything, right? Like she...
Mute that man. Mute that man.
What?
Mute that man.
No, I'm saying,
so,
like,
okay,
dude was
so
saying
wait.
That he...
So she's in a wheelchair because she's paralyzed? Is that
okay,
what you're saying?
So the story doesn't say that much, but yes. She's the one in the wheelchair, and he started rapping her. He didn't realize that she was wheelchair-bound. And he was rapping to her. I don't know if she was paralyzed from the waist down. So he was rapping her. She was sitting on the couch and all stuff, and they started talking all nasty. And she said, hey, don't talk this shit if you ain't going to go through with it. And he's like, yo, babe, you don't even know me. Like, I'm from Detroit. Like, I go through it. And she said, all right, let's go. And he got up, and she, like, pulled the wheelchair from behind the couch and, like, pushed herself on the wheelchair and, like, wheeled her ass into the bedroom. And he followed her. He was like, damn. Like, she caught me off guard. And he was like, all right, so what am I going to do? So he sat on the bed, like, man, like, I've never done this before. And she, like, MD 500 towards the bed and, like, hopped out the wheelchair and, like, hopped on.
She probably gave him that work. She got that. She got that upper body strength. People who are in wheelchairs typically, so it probably actually worked out.
Is that what you were going to say? Indy 500 people in wheelchairs got
I'm
strong
just
biceps.
She, if she can move her, she can. If she's able to move her body and. and position herself in such a way, it's fine. People that are women who are in wheelchairs have babies all the time.
Okay, so I guess this is my question. Okay, so that's new to me. So in Indy 500, I'm gonna take you off the spot because you're a doctor, and this is a very loose conversation, and I don't want to anyone to call me and be like, what the hell is going on? But, like, if you're paralyzed from the waist down, isn't a woman's clitoris below her waist? I'm just asking.
You don't have, it is, but you don't have to use your clitoris. I mean, do you know how many women there are that have never, ever had an orgasm? It's such
no,
a
because
long
I don't
list,
ask.
And many of them already, many of them have children. So the two are not, you know, as Prince said, right, we don't have to have sex to have an orgasm. And just because you have sex definitely does not mean that you have an orgasm.
How come women don't orgasm? That's a whole week again. We're going to have this discussion next
week.
How much
time do you have? Do we have enough time or do we need to push this off?
No, we're going to talk about this
next.
We're going to talk about this next week. Why are women too proud to have an orgasm?
Too proud. It's,
If you can't figure out how to make yourself nut, then there's something wrong with you. So we're going to have this conversation.
Yeah, we got free time. That's another topic, though, bro. But I agree with you, though.
I know. We really got 20 minutes. So I didn't realize that a woman – but why would you want to have sex if you can't have an orgasm if you're in a wheelchair? So I guess, okay, so Amy 500, can a woman that's paralyzed from the waist down have an orgasm?
No, because there's no – the sensory nerves are not intact, so no.
So why would she want to have sex if she can't have an orgasm?
There's so
okay, I don't want to put you on the spot.
Like you don't.
I don't mind being put on the spot, but I can't answer that question because that's not. Because
you'd be having an orgasm.
That's not my preference. So I can't answer that question. However, there are many, 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 many women, and just. I know I'm speaking to primarily men here. There are also so many women who give the impression that they have had an orgasm and they have not. So that is a very commonplace thing. There are a lot of women having sex and not having orgasms.
Well, I'm on team women should have orgasms. DJ C-Sign, do you want me to make sure you get an orgasm? He's just going to be silent.
Silent.
So Uncle Dirtbag, so the question that I have for this conversation, MX, I'm going to just go down the line, you're next. But the reason why I brought this subject up, again, it's old, I want to go rapid fire so we can get, because these are topics that are from past weeks that I just want to get done before the show's over. Uncle Dirtbag, have you ever had sex with a woman in a wheelchair?
Yes, and a woman with one leg.
That's pretty dope.
I'll discriminate.
That's what I'm saying. That's love right there. See, look, DJ Keyside, proud of her face and disappointment. See, we out here, Jersey folks out here giving love to folks, man.
Only thing left on my bucket list is a midget.
Little person. What constitutes as a little person? Is it 4 foot and under, or could it be like 4'2"?
No, you know a midget when you say a midget. Big head, big ass, and a small body. I was looking for one.
So, MX, you're up next. Have you ever had sex with someone in the wheelchair?
Nah. No, sir.
Bronxdale.
The came was, I fucked a slew footed girl. So she was dragging the foot, and, I guess it didn't really work that well, but that was the closest that I came. It was some good ass pussy.
Stroke.
Oh my god!
Yeah, she's dragging a foot.
Oh my god!
New York. Have you ever had the pleasure of having sex with a lovely woman who might have been handicapped.
Oh, handicapped? Nah.
Y'all know what y'all missing. A handicap on you.
This is an uncomfortable
conversation. Chill. Y'all got to repent after this. What are y'all doing
video,
Sunday?
The video just made me think about if any of us have been in that situation. This isn't to make fun of handicapped people or people with special needs. Look, I will tell a story that I think I had relations with a woman. I thought she was a counselor in a program, but she might have been part of the program. She might have been missing a chromosome. I thought she was a counselor, but she might have been on the
stop it.
It was good, wasn't it?
Hey, shout out to Upward Bound. But so bad news. Have you ever had relations with a woman that was handicapped?
No.
Okay. Blur, you're up next.
Nah, man, I tried to. I didn't go front. I tried to, but my girlfriend kept hating. So yeah, I tried to. No, chicken and bullshit was with it, man. She was down. She really wanted me to. But y'all gotta understand, like, you know how many things you could do with a chick whose legs don't cause her no pain? Think about the possibilities.
Just think
of the possibilities, man. I'm just saying. But yeah, man, I tried, man. My undergraduate years, I tried, man. Like, it just never happened.
Okay, so Rapid Fire. Shout out to all the people that are handicapped out there. You need love too. But I do want to explore why, like, if you can't have an orgasm, why would you want to have sex? I guess it's just the physical touch, the physical nature of it, just to feel love at that moment. But you know, Indy 500. I think that's a good, like, deep topic that we don't have to joke around with. That we can just explore the concept of what love is, what orgasming is, what all that next week. So we'll table that. So they have a new dating app that pairs you with women or men, or, you know, if you're a same sex, if you're gay, with just the music that you like. Shout out to my man. I can't say his real name, but he thought this was hilarious. He doesn't know if he wants to date a woman that listens to the same type of music he listens to. But this dating app pairs you with someone who listens to the same type of music that you listen to. Uncle Dirtbag, do you want a woman that listens to the music that you listen to?
It don't matter. I'll bust ass a new time.
M extra. What
I have no boundaries, dog. None.
I see. We all see. We all appreciate that. M extra. What about you? Would you ever be interested in a dating app that only pairs you with a woman by your music taste?
I think that's an interesting concept. So. Yeah, I would explore it.
Okay. Bronchdale?
Probably not, because she'd probably be an old-ass bitch, because I'm an old soul. I like to listen to old R&B and shit like that. So she'd probably be old as shit.
New York? New York, you out there? You sleep? Are you on mute?
Damn, we lost him back. Yo, he almost made it the whole show, and he was participating in everything.
I know. He going to wake up.
Nah, I'm here. There you go. I was on mute. Look, I ain't even going to hold you. I don't even know what you're talking about right now. So you get to skip my point. It's another teachable moment.
All right, fat dude, you up. Would you ever consider, and I know you have the marriage and all that stuff, but would you ever consider a situation where you would get on a dating app to pair a woman with just the music choice that you like?
And that it would be an interesting setup. it'd be a little weird because I don't know if I'm going to get a hood person or because I listen to a lot of Biggie and all that stuff, so you don't know what you're going to get out of that. But it would be interesting.
Okay. Indy 500, what about you?
I think that sounds cool. I wouldn't be interested in only our music choice. But then somebody said, and I don't know who it was, but you might find you a young, pretty girl who likes old music. You never know. So,
hey,
I don't know who said that, but somebody said that she might be an old bitch, I think it was the person.
That was Bronze Tale because he dressed up in a tuxedo for the Earth, Wind, and Fire versus.
You never know. You might find you a young, pretty girl who likes Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I thought he was going to come back with a fuck you, Gunner. DJ C-Side.
Because I did get dressed up for it.
Oh, I know you did. I know you did. But DJ C-Side, would you be interested in a dating app for someone who...
No.
Why not? You love music.
It's a horrible idea.
You don't want somebody who likes Jay Dilla?
I've already dated. Not even Houston, the dudes I dated like the same music I did. It worked out horribly. It doesn't match.
Because they're lame.
Well, they like the same music.
Because you like backpacker music. You like dudes with bad
breath.
We
like the same music. That was the point.
I know, but all your favorite rappers have bad breath.
How do you know?
Because they all have sinus infections. Common, Mos Def.
Got it.
They all have bad breath.
Just saying.
It's a lot of mucus.
The concept won't work. I've already tested this. It doesn't work.
Okay, so no to you. Blur, what you think? Oh, hold on. Have I asked Indy 500? Indy 500, you're up. Did I ask you yet?
Yeah, we're on Blur. All right.
Look, I'm a couple cups of Jack in, so I'm holding it together for the next 10 minutes. Blur.
Sorry, that's what we hear from.
I'll be down. I ain't gonna front. I would down. I would like to see what type of person that matches me with. I just been thinking about my past few relationships, like, my last girlfriend, all Kevin Gates, like 24/7. That ain't on my playlist. So, I mean, before that, the chick was like all Beyonce and Mariah Carey. I damn sure don't listen to none of that. So, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what type of chick listens to the same type of music I listen to. So, yeah, I ain't never met or dealt with someone who likes the same type of, who had the same music interest that I got.
You became part of the Beehive, huh?
Blur was singing Love on Top.
Michael Jackson still should have sung it. They should have let Michael Jackson sing that song. He should have kept it. If it wasn't going to be Michael, nobody should have had it. That said,
Love
nah,
on
man.
Top
we got some, so, it was written for Michael Jackson, and he died. So, you know, or whatever. Oh, he didn't get a chance to make it, so they gave it to Beyonce. Listen to that song.
That's
something
really
better if Michael Jackson sung it.
It's really gay. Like, the fact that he slept with little boys and talking about your love on top, like, we can't have that. I'm glad he died.
Oh, Lord.
I don't want to disrespect the Mike legacy.
Who wrote that?
But I'm glad he didn't. I'm glad he didn't think that. Finally, you got your love on top. I'm glad Mike ain't dropped that. He had enough issues.
He did not need to sing love on top.
Thank goodness that never came out. I don't know, like, I mean, because as much of you have to think about your personal music thing. Like, we were talking about the J. Cole album earlier. Like, I love the J. Cole album. He's not, like, my go-to listen guy, you know. Like, I'm a big Redman fan. I'm a big Biggie fan. No, I love J. Cole. But, like, if we're going on a trip and it's, like, just I just need something random to just to rap to. I put on J. Cole.
We listen to J. Cole mixtapes.
I do love J. Cole. I do like it. But like, if a woman really loves J. Cole's mixtapes, like I'm questioning her.
I like it.
Yeah, I know, and I question us all the time. But But me and you on our wedding day came out to Slaughterhouse, so it's cool.
I listen to Red Band.
But you also listen to Backpackers with Bad Breath, which I don't listen to. So it's a good balance. You listen, but you're different. You listen to a lot of hip hop. Most women are listening to Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion. I didn't. They came out with a song with knees like Meg Thee Stallion or knees like Meg Thee Stallion. I thought they were talking about how bad her knees were. DJ C. Siren had to break down to me like, no, she's always like bending over, shaking her ass. She's got good knees. And I want to let them know that that's not her knees that's good. That's like her thighs and glutes. But so, you know, I'm out of touch. So I was thinking dating app. Like, you know, what's your first conversation? Hey, you know, what'd you think about me and my bitch? Or like, what'd you think about, you know, Wu-Tang Forever? Classic? You know, like, that's a weird thing to talk. But,
it's
you know.
Not weird.
I guess. Look, I was excited that when me and DJ C. Siren first started dating, she was like, yeah, I love Slum Village. I said, oh, yeah, me too. I think Detroit Deli was an amazing album. She said, oh, I didn't listen to it because the dude with dreadlocks got kicked out. And I was like, okay, well, there goes our relationship. There goes our relationship.
Yeah. But isn't that what Brown Sugar was about, though? Following the love of music? Isn't that what Brown Sugar was about?
Yep, and that got me in trouble, too. That got me in a fight with when I was dating Lauren and I was best friends with Leslie, and she was like, oh, how can, look, you're going, I went to the movies with Lauren, and she was like, you know, you're best friends with Leslie, this is how you two are going to end up. And I'm like, I don't even like Leslie like that. And that movie was a debacle, so I hate that movie now. Sure. But yeah, that's about two people who love music, so. All right, man, we got to close up. Good show tonight. We didn't get to everything. I still want to talk about the murderer with the tiger in the front yard who dude had to shoot. I do want to talk about the fireman who got fired for taking the dead pictures of Kobe Bryant. We still got to talk about that just real quick. I'm pretty sure everyone saw that video about that kid, the football players, where the kid ran over the other little kid. Just give me, like, 15 seconds your thought. Uncle Dirtbag, if you saw it, did you see the viral video of the kids doing the Oklahoma drill, the fake Oklahoma drill, and one kid ran over the other? What'd you think of it?
That's part of the game. I came up under that.
Okay.
Somebody's kid wasn't prepared.
And Maxer, what'd you think about it?
You talking about the football drill?
Yeah, just real quick. We got to get out of here, so real quick.
I just think it was set up wrong, and it didn't teach the kids proper tackling, and yeah.
Indy 500, did you say it? If not, just say negative.
Negative.
DJ C. Siren?
I feel sorry for that boy. No, I feel sorry.
Bronxville, did you see it? If not, just say don't worry.
Don't worry.
New York, did you see it?
If it was about that little kid getting smacked, yeah, I seen that.
What'd you think about it? If you had a kid, what you doing if that's your kid that got ran over?
Oh, I'm on the field. 0.3 seconds, you heard?
All right, fat dude.
Yo, yeah, that was crazy, man. That's what I said, man. That's why I ain't let my boys play, because if I can't coach them, then because a lot of these dudes ain't coaching these kids right. So that was just bad all the way around.
Indy 500, did I already ask you? I'm with you first. Yeah, I'm with you first, all right? See, I'm trying to make sure I don't skip you. Then I don't remember if I got to you or not. But Indy 500, did you see it?
I did not see it for the second time. No.
All right, there you go. See? Now you can't say I forgot about you. I might not have remembered that I didn't forget about you, but at least I remember to come back to you. I don't know if that makes any sense. Blur, what you got?
Fire all the coaches, then whoop their ass.
Yeah, so just we got to get ready. We got to get ready. We got to get ready to get out of here, but I'm with that. Like, if I see my kid, like, you set my kid up. But that kid, I coach football now, and I know who to pair up what kids with just to match their athletic ability, and you pair that kid up
just for that shot. And
now I got to fight you. All right, so we got to get out of here. Hell of a show tonight. There's a whole lot of people on this list that I didn't get to add on to the conversation. I apologize to it. I had some folks in from back home that called in. I wanted to make sure they got a chance to rap tonight. It's been a great show tonight. But we got to get out of here. We got to get out of here quick. Uncle Dirtbag, thanks for calling in, man. Hope you call in again next week. Anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
I'll be back.
My man, good having you. Broxell, anything you want to say to the people?
Everybody needs some love, even the handicapped people.
My man, Fat Dude, anything you want to say?
Yeah, good night, folks.
Indy 500, anything you want to say?
Nope, just good night. Had a good time.
Good. Glad to have you. DJ C-Sign, anything you want to say?
All right, night-night.
All right, DJ C-Sign already has sleep. I'm extra, anything you want to say?
Yeah, Ronald Green, Monroe, Louisiana. Look that joint up. It's ready to be the next George Floyd, yo. New video just came out 2 years later. Crazy shit. Look it up. Ronald Green, Monroe, Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, I got that written down. We can definitely talk about that next week. So we put the video in the chat and have that conversation. Blur, anything you want to say to the people?
J. Cole took off on the off season. So, I mean, he named it properly. This was an off album for him. But if y'all like it, I love it.
All right. That's it. New York, the floor is yours, my brother.
Look, it don't even matter what type of album J. Cole having right now. He getting blocked overseas, you heard? Other than that, I ain't got too much to say. When you use the disinfectant wipes, yo, please make sure you close the lid, you know what I mean? If you don't, all the wipes inside is going to dry out. You heard, it's going to look like a wet towel from Red Lobster. You don't want to do that. You know what I mean, don't be sloppy, yo. You see the extra towel hanging out. You try to close the lid, you know what I mean? Put it back under the lid, you know what I mean? Close it properly. Put it back on the shelf, you heard? Don't dry out all the wet napkins, you heard? Because the Clorox ain't going to work, you know what I mean? Other than that, still stay safe out here. Follow proper procedures and protocol.
And what's your go-to meal at Red Lobster? I would love to know what you walk into Red Lobster with the Tim's, the gold chains, and, like, what you ordering, B?
Look, deadass, I ain't even going to hold you. The Red Lobster where I go to smell mad funny. I ain't even going to hold you, right? But it's the same meal that I get every time. You know, you got to wait. Well, first of all, don't get the water. Don't get the water because they put you with the plastic straw with the little, you know what I mean? They rip the little plastic or the little paper little joint off for you, you know what I mean? But they put half of the little joint on for you so you could pull off to make you feel safe. Nah, you already put your fingertips on my straw and dipped it in the little water that you did. Like, you know what I mean? You might as well have gave me the water separate from the straw. That's my first pet peeve. Second of all, you know, you wait for the cheddar biscuits. That's the meal already. The cheddar biscuits, that's the delight. That's the happiness right there. But other than that, I feel bad for the lobsters, but I got to get the appetizer. You know the lobster pizza, y'all mean? It got the thin little crisp to it, y'all mean? Not a lot of calories, you heard? And after that, y'all mean, I get the little cookie dessert, you heard? With the little ice cream, the little cookie skillet, you heard? With the little spoon scoop. Other than that, we good.
Oh, yeah.
Give him a little kiss.